Radio.
I love you, for your mercies never fail. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. So my life you have been faithful.
Hello, Lori. Hello, Lori. Oh, I thought it was. Whose number is 2963? Hello.
Yes, 660, Laura.
Yeah, hey, Sister Laura, we was having so much trouble with Blog Talk till I just switched it over to another place temporarily till we get it straightened out. So can I give you the other number and you call in on that one, please?
Yeah, because I did notice that. I tried to call a few days and it was in voice through.
Right, we were having all kind of trouble and these people trying to, well, hold on, I'm going to get you the number. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, I appreciate you too. I wasn't for sure was that your number or not, but have you ever, the number is 1-605-475-6720. And there's an access code. The access code is 8386227.
Okay. I'm going to call you. I might have to use my other phone number to call. My phone number is 4048, but I'm going to see if my phone can call this number.
Okay, I appreciate it. It's you have the number? Want me to text it to you or what? You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I'm going to call it now.
Okay, all right. Goodness of the Lord. I keep getting some back for you. I'm not sure. Pastor, you there, right, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor.
Okay, let me know if you're hearing me in a moment. Are you hearing me, Pastor? Hello? Pastor? That's what it was. It was the speaker. Could you hear me then, Pastor? Okay. I know what it was. It was, I'm still getting back feet. I don't know why. Let's see here. Maybe because I had the speaker on. The speaker was on. Okay. All right, Pastor, you want to give us a word of prayer? I don't know why it keeps. Do you hear in that reverb?
Yes, I hear it, Pastor.
No, why is that? Are you hearing it now? Let's see here. Let's see. I'm going to mute this. How about now, Pastor? Pastor.
I don't hear it now.
Okay. I just went on and muted the mic, the other mic on the computer. Oh. It's supposed to be recording. But I guess I'll start it here. Okay. So, Pastor, will you give us a word of prayer?
Yes, Pastor.
And before you get started, I want to let you know there's a couple of people that want to pray for the Bereed family, the Beasleys, and Brother Robinson, and it was something else. Sister Phillips. Who else was there? There was another one. Also, Sister Laura, she was on the other line. It, for some reason, it didn't work today, but I was able to give
recording
her
this. Recording started.
I was able to give her this number. So, okay, go ahead, Pastor. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor. Father God, you can do all things, Father
That's right.
God. As the song
You to go to our sister station. That number is 1-605-475-6720. Again, that number is 1-605-475-6720. The access number is 8386-227. Again, the access number is 8386227. Thank you, Sister Laura. Amen. 224.
Open to your word and help us by the God. And we'll reach by the God. And we thank you in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that heartfelt prayer. we're going to open it up, something a little different. We're waiting on a couple other people to come over. I see Evangelist Sister Laura came over. I believe this is her number here. And see if she have a word for us this morning while we're waiting on a couple other people. Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, were you speaking to me, Pastor?
No, I was speaking to Sister Laura.
Oh, okay.
Praise God. Yes, you're on, Sister Laura. Get all that. Did you hear that, Pastor?
I can hear something.
Okay.
gave us some scriptures in there.
Okay.
Scriptures were from the anchor scriptures of Jeremiah 29:11. Psalm 20 is in Proverbs 3:5. And then, Psalm 103, which is specifically a reminder to me that God forgives our infirmities and he heals us from our diseases.
Awesome.
It just reflected on all the good things he did. Like it says, he forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. He fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord gives righteousness and justice to all who are treated unfairly. But you can take time to read Psalms 103 entirely. And that's it. Just keeping my eyes focused on the Lord's promise and walking in my victory for 2024.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Yes, yes. Anyone else? Thank you so much. Yeah, let's kind of make a decree, declare what you want and what you're going to like to do for 2024 and beyond. I like to read Proverbs 4, and that kind of lined up with what she's saying. In 4:20 and 24, that's not necessarily the scripture that God given us for this week. We sort of laid out what we're doing on yesterday, but we're going to go back over some things that God had put in our spirit. But right now, I'm going to go to Proverbs 4, and you got to listen and with your hope, with your spirit, and I believe this will speak to all of us. That's Proverbs 4. And from the 20th verse through the 24th. Since this is 2024, the Lord gave me this scripture and gave me another. But in chapter four, verses 20 through 24. Would you like to read that for us, Pastor?
Translation, but okay.
Well, that's okay. I'll read it, and you can read that translation. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and help to all of thy flesh. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. 24. Put away from thee a forward mouth and perverse lips. Put far from thee. Hallelujah.
And amen. Praise God. I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. Does this say, word for word. So from the New Living Translation, Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 24, my child, pay attention to what I say. Listen carefully to my words. Don't lose sight of them. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they life to those who find them, and healing to their whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Praise God.
Hey, anyone else would like to have something that they want to share? And I'll tell those that may not have been here, the Lord have instructed me to make sure that people understand that we, as the body of Christ, have to edify one another, build one another up with the word of God. Romans 8:1 says, therefore now is no condemnation. We have to start seeing people the way God sees them, especially Christians. God, he sees you as his child. He don't see you as being stupid, dumb, a sinner. He don't see you as that. He see you through Christ. And then when Jesus rose from the dead, the Bible says, he that descended in the same also that ascended up far above all heavens. And when he did this, the Bible says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Well, why did you do that? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. These are not titles, brothers and sisters. These are gifts for the body of Christ. That's why we have this. We don't have this these gifts so somebody can go and brag about where the university they attend and they win this title and they're an apostle and they're a prophet. No, these are gifts that we can operate in to edify people, to build people up that's in the body of Christ until we all come into that unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That's why.
Amen.
That's why we have these gifts, brothers and sisters. I know it's been said in the past, oh, well, you know what? I'm this great apostle. I'm this great prophet. I'm this great teacher. And then the world makes a difference. They make the pastor greater than the apostle. They make the pastor greater than the prophet. And that's not so. These gifts that God gave us is to build up the body of Christ. So when you come on here, I pray that you come on here with the word to edify somebody. I pray that you come on here to minister to somebody. I pray that you come to edify the body of Christ. And even if it's teaching, you're going to teach us a word. Teach it in light of redemption. Teach it in light of we're not condemned. We're what the word of God say we are. You know, I got enough of that growing up, how stupid I was, and I couldn't do this, and I was never going to be successful. I mean, I just tired of all that. And the Lord said, that's not so when you're in the body of Christ. We don't speak that way. So we got to start declaring that the battle is already won. According to 1 Samuel 17:47, we have to declare that our God is preserving and ordaining each and every one of us for such a time as this. We got to start declaring that we have the victory. Sister Laura said a while ago, according to 1 Corinthians 15:57-58, we have the victory. We got to believe this stuff, man. Got to believe the word of God. Why we got to believe this? Because we got to get eternally ready. You get ready to leave here, brothers and sisters. The game that we getting ready to go in, you got to be fully dressed with the word of God. And that's our job as pastors and teachers and ministers to get you equipped and ready. That when you leave here, if it's tonight, if it's next year, if it's 10 years from now, when you stand before God, he's concerned about his word. He's not concerned what university you attend, how many degrees you have, how many folks you got saved. See, because you ain't did none of that. He's concerned about his word. That's why we get born again with his word. Have nothing to do with man. All of this is based on the word of God. And there's enough of this stuff about what I did, who I... Yeah, you're a child of God. You know why? Because of 1 Peter 1:23. You've been born not of the corruptible seed, which is the word of God. That's why you put on a new nature. You have a new nature now. That nature you have on now, you can identify with God because God and his word is the same. So when you get born by the word, you become like God. You're on God's level now. That's why we're able to love like God. We can think like God. That's why we can have the mind of Christ. But you see, if you don't take this like that, you'll miss it. You're around here thinking that you're carnal-minded, and you're not. You're spiritual-minded. You're spiritual beings having human experiences, bless God. But anyway, anyone have anything they want to share? You know, just you can just go for it. Hallelujah. But I want everybody to understand we're not here condemning people. We're here, especially the saints. We got saints on here, man. This ain't like your church, your organized church. You go in and you don't know who's a saint or who's a sinner. But people on here, they have confessed Romans 10:9-10. That if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, we see you as saved. You're saved. Because the word says it. We're living by the word of God. And God promised that he confirming his word with signs following. That's the only thing God can confirm. He won't confirm all this other stuff. And the only way he's going to confirm you because you're in the word. So he sees you over in Christ. So therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. So that's how God sees you. Don't say what you look like. You're a new creature. Hadn't appeared unto man what we're going to look like. But one thing for sure, our spirits look the same because we're in Christ. Hallelujah. So if anyone like to edify your brother and sister in some type of way, if you have a look like evangelist Laura did a while ago, she gave us the word. Listen, brother and sister, that's exactly what God wants, man. He want you to, hey, God gave me these promises. I'm sharing them with you. So when she gave us some of these scriptures from Psalms, from 29:11, I think she came from Isaiah, Jeremiah. But anyway, we're going to have to write these scriptures down because I know she gave us Psalm 103, that I know. So these scriptures was to build us up. That's what these scriptures are do. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you get these scriptures and we start hearing them. The more you hear them, the more your faith is going to be built up, bless God.
Amen. That's right. That's why we
can
meditate on them day and night. Amen.
That's right. Joshua 1:8 says to meditate on the word day and night. And I'll share this with you guys. We are a new creation, and we need to live like that. As long as a Christian was simply forgiven of sin, to me, with a theological view, people are happy. Well, God ain't happy with us like that. God wants us to be like Christ. Uh-oh. Yeah, that's right. Be just like him. Take on his identity. You're a citizen.
That's right.
I'm finna mess some folks up right now. You're a dual citizen. That's what you are. Philippians 3:20. Ask Pastor to read that. Anyone else have that? Read that. Because Pastor, she loves to use translations. But if you have Philippians 3:20, this is to let you know where you're at, man.
Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And we are citizens of heaven, where the Lord Jesus Christ lives, and we are eagerly waiting for him to return as our Savior. Amen, amen.
Your citizenship is in heaven, bless God. I don't care about your address here in America. I don't care if you're in California, Chicago, Florida. Your citizenship is in heaven. That's what the scriptures say. Well, you need to realize where your house is. Stop playing.
Now, say that.
Yeah. Your house, your citizenship, and listen, brothers and sisters, if he said your citizenship is in heaven, Colossians 3 says this. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sit on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God.
Yeah.
That's what's going on with you. Your citizenship. Because you knocking at the doors of heaven, you're seeking those things. Now, that's if you've been risen. Yes, I mean, the word if appears 528 times so in the Bible. So if you may not be risen. That may be something you have to check, but that's okay. We're going to call it that. We're going to call those things to be not as though they were. So we're going to say you've been risen. So since we say you've been risen, you need to seek those things above. That's right. You know why? I'm glad you asked. Because you are a chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. Hey, listen, brothers and sisters, we are holy people, man. You don't get holy over there. You got to get it here. The word of God is holy. So because it's in you, that makes you holy. Remember, we're his own special people that he proclaimed and praises of him who have called you out of darkness into this marvelous light. You remember once we were not a people, but are now the people of God who have not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Mercy is on your side. I don't care which way you go. There's going to be mercy on the right and goodness on the left. Goodness on the left and mercy on the right. It's going to follow you. And if you ain't careful, it'll take you over. Yeah, surely. It's a guarantee that mercy. I mean, if you went to the courthouse today, believe me, brothers and sisters, all you got to do is believe that word, speak it. Say, Lord, I know mercy is with me. I know goodness is with me. I expect nothing but goodness. I expect your mercy to show up and show out. Yeah, don't walk out the house without your goodness. Don't walk out the house without God's mercy. You make sure you tell, Lord, this is a good day for me. It's an awesome day. I know it's awesome because God's mercy is with me. God's goodness is with me. I don't care what befall me. Psalms 91, it doesn't matter because I got angels. I got God's goodness and I got God's mercy. Satan, you better look out. Creep. Leave God folks alone. Sickness, we call you down right now. Mental illness, we bind you up in the name of Jesus. We said you can't live with us. These are God's people. Bless God.
Yes.
Yeah. We're children of God. And I'm going to tell you something else. Your children and your grandchildren, it's the same. They have God's righteousness. They can be partake. You know, let me tell y'all what. We're so much. We just got to see stuff like God see us. God see us in heaven. God see us in Christ. Yeah. Remember in 2 Peter, I think it's 2 Peter 1 and 4, that's how God see you. God see you with his nature. You've changed your nature now. Your nature has been changed. Yeah. And that's why, because you have a new nature now. You're not operating as the same. You're a new creature. So whatever you were before, that's not what you are now. You're new creatures in Christ Jesus. That's if you're partaking of the, and it ain't no if, it's that's how God sees you. You just need to see yourself like that. And that's what I'm here to tell you. God called you then, he ain't changing his mind. And it's not even up for discussion. God said you've been his child. You've been his child from the foundation of the world. Just not, he to stop being stubborn and gonna declare what the word of God say you are and not what your feelings say, not what your grandmama said and your granddad and all them folks. You ain't that, you what God's word say you are.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. If you're a hearer only, you deceive yourself. The last thing you want to do is deceive yourself. You what the word of God say you is. You can mess around here with these earthly people. They ain't going to never see you. And they ain't gonna never see the good in you. They can't see the God in you. Because they can't see the God in them. Yeah. They'll say you bad. They'll say you'll never amount to anything. They'll say you worthless. They'll say stuff like you'll never succeed. You'll never be good in school. I mean, think of some of these curses, man. Father God, in the name of Jesus right now. Everybody on this broadcast, I break every curse that Satan is putting in their life and on their children right now. I break it in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood that was shed on Calvary, I plead it right now. Every curse, every evil spirit, everything that ever followed us, Satan, your assignment is over. Your assignment is over. You've been relieved of your duty. We everything the word of God say we are. That's what we are. Okay. Hallelujah. Anybody? I'll just wait till tomorrow to get started. But I had said that we were going to go over some things, and we're going to go over this new identity and make sure everybody understands. Based on the word of God, not what we feel, but what the word of God says. You know, God calling you his child and you won't own up to it. Why? Why? 1 John 3 says, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed that we shall be, but we know that when he revealed, he shall be like him. So we're going to be like him regardless. And I'm going to tell you how I know that, because that's how much God loves us. Satan don't want to know that. He don't want you to know how much God loves us. He loves us enough to snatch us right out of Satan's hand. And Satan get mad because he done lost a good soldier like you. And some of y'all might have been real dedicated. Some of y'all might have been real, you know, really dedicated to Satan stuff. But now God done snatched you back. Because you've been crucified. See, that's where you get the new nature at. God wants us to become more like Christ every day. And that's why you have to do a Romans 12:2 and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. See, that's how God, he lets you get in his word and say, okay, and you try me. See, aren't I everything? See, ain't I everything I ever said I was? See, when I give you the blessing going in and coming out.
Hello.
And before the week's out, I want you to know you will be tried. There will be hostility. There will be persecution. But hey, if Jesus overcome, we're going to overcome. You know they hated him first, they're going to hate you too. So if they do it to a green tree, look out. It's going to happen to you. But hey, we're going to have eternal joy. Man, we got eternal joy. Hallelujah. It can't be compared with the little suffering here. It's only as far as God is concerned, 40 years is only about like a half hour to God. Yeah. 40 years is just like a half hour. So this little time here don't mean jack. Yeah. So anyway, y'all want to share something with anybody? Want to speak out and have a word of edification? Or you want to share something that blessed?
Hello?
Yes.
I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
I feel real guilty about the situation, but I went out with my sister for her birthday, and there was a set of comedians and stuff there. And after the show was over, the comedian, like, he's in the lounge area relaxing, and my sister stumbled past, and he thought it was a good idea to use her as a subject for jokes. So the show was over. It's like, why are you still talking about someone and make a joke? So I overheard some of the stuff he was saying, and he started saying about my sister, like, look at her, boy, I couldn't be her father. Her father probably ashamed of her, huh? Like, I couldn't. Her father probably can't even look at her. So I got offended, and I went over to him, and I'm like, who are you talking about? And I just feel really guilty because he thought he was funny, and then he started, like, talking about me, and then I said a joke back, and I only said one joke, and my joke really offended him because it was, I mean, it was the truth, and everybody thought it was funny. And like, I mean, what I do, but I just feel so bad because I didn't see the opportunity that God had gave me to edify someone and enlighten them with the word of Christ, because it was like, what I had done was to go back and tell him, like, first of all, her Heavenly Father looked at her, and he looked at her, and he was seeing her, her heart, and I wish I would have said that, those words to him, because it could have encouraged him, too, but I felt convicted in my spirit after it was over, because I knew I had offended him with what I said, but it's like, you've been talking about people online, and somebody says one joke about you, and you couldn't bear that, right? So, I just wish I would have been able to tell him, like, her Heavenly Father looked at her, and he saw her heart. And then also another thing I want to say to him is that our words should be used to edify people and build them up, not tear them down. Right now, I overhear you tearing someone down, and that person tearing down happens to be my sister, too. So I don't appreciate you saying those things about her, even if you are a comedian. And I would tell him that, like, you need to develop your skill and your talent and come up with a concept and some creativity, because you're just talking about people, and that's not funny. And he was like, you want to get in on this? And I was like, no, because I'm really funny, and I'm going to tell the truth. And indeed, it's my one joke. Heard this whole night, and now I'm a bad person, and I'm aggressive and angry, but you were cool when you were just talking about people, so that has been riding on my spirit, and I've been feeling so guilty, but I found his Instagram, and I was wondering, like, should I go back and tell him, like, you know, when our Heavenly Father was set up, he doesn't see the things that we see, like, when you see my sister, and you start talking about his father, her Heavenly Father looks at her, and she's perfection, he looks at her, and she's the child that he called, so I just want to pray more for myself, and those opportunities that I can assert myself in a godly manner and not on the level of worldliness that I entered into the chat on. Because I didn't have to, you know, do that to him. And when I went back and tried to pray for it, I asked him, like, can I pray with you? I really feel bad. I feel in my spirit that I offended you with what I said, and I didn't mean to, but I was just overprotective of my sister. And he's like, no, I don't want to touch your hand, and I don't want to do this. And I'm like, okay, well, you were connecting. I'm just going to go my merry way, but I just want to let you know that that wasn't my intention. I was just trying to protect my sister, and I didn't like how you're talking about her, but he rejected me, so I shook the dust off my feet and carried along, but I was just like, there's nothing I can do. I just still feel bad for it, so I do want to lift him up in prayer.
Well, let me say this to you, Sister Laura. You did what was necessary. You went to him, and you tried to apologize. He didn't accept it. And then you got to know, too, that you're not your own. You still operating under God's direction. And that man might need that hard word. He needed that. But see, you just repented. You repented before us. You're repented before God. All you can do is just send out ministering angels and to that he be converted. See, that's what really has to happen. I don't know if the man saved or not. But I feel like if he know and shouldn't have been converted, he'll be careful with his word. So therefore, based on the fact that he's careless with his word, he's not converted. But you did what is required. If I was you, I would think no more about it. You shook the dust off from your feet, and you keep on moving. Sometimes God uses us to say something to people to get their attention. So he might go back and change his whole way of doing things. Now, he may start speaking good jokes. You know, he may start speaking positive. He may start saying what the word of God say. But because you are a woman of faith, God used you. See, he used that. You are not doubting his word. You're speaking it. And that's what you did. So I don't see anything wrong with it myself personally. I think you did the right thing. You asked the man for forgiveness. He didn't want to forgive you. And now you come in before your brothers and sisters and you errors of your ways and all of that. You're saying, hey, really, man, God done forgave you. And we forgive you. I'll stand with you, sister, and say you're forgiven. Hallelujah.
had given some promise for to people to look, let no perverse talk come out of your mouth. So I do want to be more watchful of my words and use my words to edify people and build them up. And that's why I had a problem with what he was doing, because I'm usually that person. I like to build people up and give them positive words and stuff. I may slip up sometimes and have my moments of not being that way, but I'm
pushing away. Oh, yeah. Well, see, that's where First John...
Yeah, and it was her birthday, and she was just happy, and you're just told me someone why they're happy. Just whispering on the side, those negative stuff. Like, I don't like stuff like that. I really don't, but I'm not here to judge. But I felt like I was pushing away and stuff. And my sister was trying to enjoy her birthday, and it just seemed like everybody was trying to call her to have a negative night, and I'm, like, not here for it. So I just told her, like, let's go. Look at that. But my birthday is January 4th. I'll be 39 years old. So I'm happy about that.
Hallelujah. You say your birthday January the 4th?
Yeah, man.
Okay. January 4th. So in 2 days, you got a birthday girl on the broadcast. Hallelujah. January 4th. And you're going to be 30. Hallelujah. That's a good age. I'm trying to remember when I was 30.
30, 31.
Okay. 31. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. Anyone else? Anyone else have a word they want to share?
I would like to say, man, this New Year's Eve service was better than going to the club. Man.
Hallelujah.
I enjoyed this New Year's Eve service. I could have stayed on that line another hour, praying to the Lord.
But the way we was going, we may have.
Yes, it was beautiful.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I'm standing on my scripture. By his stripes, I am healed. I am more than a conqueror. And the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, because he's going to provide all my needs. Not my wife.
I
thank the Lord for all his many blessings.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. When Evangelist Renette said that, I took my mind back. I went back to he was still able to walk and was playing on gospel music, and she got the praise in God. She was jumping so high up, she was leaping so high up in the air. He had a friend that came over. He didn't know what to say. He didn't stay long either, because we was praising God.
Told me we had a great time, and I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it because it was spiritual. I enjoyed it because God bless those that was hearers on the broadcast. So thank you so much for reminding us for the great time.
Yes, it was. But I like to share 12, Pastor. You've been all in my scriptures. I went to, you quoted, and I thought, oh, now look at that. first I was in First Peter, he quoted that one, and then I went back to here at here at Romans, I said, okay, so I'm going to share this scripture. And then Pastor Dave, that one. I said, okay, but I'm going to read it. Okay. Romans 12, and I'm going to do verses 1 through 3. Beginning King James, it says, I teach you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God helps to every man the measure of faith. Amen. And then reading it from the New Living Bible, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your body to God because of all he has done for you. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is truly the way to worship him. Don't copy the behavior and customs this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect, because of the privilege and authority God has given me. I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourself by the faith God has given us.
Amen.
Amen. So, awesome. You know, but, and as our sister was sharing her testimony, I see her all up in this new scripture, Pastor, where it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what I shared. That's what she demonstrated.
Amen.
And so I just thank God for her testimony, and I thank God for all of you, because that's what we are now. Like the scripture takes us right back to 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says we are all new in Christ now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just thank God for her humbleness, her boldness.
It's
the boldness to tell somebody when they're wrong.
And she get it under the anointing. She get it under the Spirit of God. She get it with the love of God.
Yes. All that was in that. Mm-hmm. And I heard all of that.
Me too.
So, you know, I just thank God for her. So you just keep up the good work, Sister Laura. And, you got sisters on this line that's right. We all busy, and you know, and God on us all, and so we just thank God for it.
Amen.
So,
good afternoon.
Yes.
Amen. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello to everyone. I send my love to you this
this is over to you. I just wanted to say, to say that you don't only just hear God's word, but you also do what the word says to. And then in Mark the 13th chapter, verse 31, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Mm.
So we know God's word is going to always stand, so we got to hold fast to God's word. So when our feelings get hurt or things done, when you did your part, and you know you have done what the word tell you to do, don't sweat about it. Just keep on moving. Just like you got the young lady said, take your dust off your feet. You did your part. You've got witnesses. Let's keep going. I always say each day, no matter how I feel, don't let nothing spoil my day. Stand on the word of God, and you'll go the right direction.
That's right.
Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for sharing.
Amen.
And you know what she just said is so true. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's just another reason you need to stay in the word of God. I'm not talking about religion. I'm not talking about church building. I'm talking about standing in the word of God, because heaven and earth will pass away. But guess what? If you're in God's word and he confirmed his word in you, you ain't going nowhere. You're not going anywhere because you're in God's word, and his word will not pass away. His word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish. So if you're in the word and the word is in you, hey, makes a lot of sense to me. You're in the word and the word is in you. Hey, David, to me, you ain't going nowhere. You can't, because you're with God. You're in his word. That's awesome.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Overseer, for telling us, giving us that scripture in Mark 13. Thank you so much.
Pastor.
Yes, go ahead. That's Evangelist Pastor Marilyn right there. Go ahead.
He says in the fourth chapter in I'm going to start at 24 verse. It says, and put on the new self. It says, and this is a Hebrew Bible, study Bible. But anyway, it says, 23, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24 says, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. It says, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth to each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that goes.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what he did to both shows, so.
Thank you so much. Anyone else? And let me make a couple announcements. Right now, until further notice, we'll be dialing in on this number. I'm sure all you all know by now we've had some real bad experiences with Blog Talk. And so I'm not going to allow the enemy to just continue to not allow us to speak the word of God. So if anyone come to the old channel, I'm directing them to this channel. And I think those that was over there, I think Evangelist Laura was over there and Pastor was over there. So I'm glad you guys came on over here, and I appreciate it. And so tomorrow we'll be right. Anyone have anything else they'd like to share? But until further notice, this is where we'll be at.
Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Hallelujah.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.
Someone called me a moment ago. You who?
Is this Lewis?
Yes, sir.
Lewis, I think we were calling in reference to an inquiry for a service at L&B and Associates.
Okay.
Wanted to see what you were looking for at that location and what we could do to get you an install date here.
Okay, and you're with who now, sir? I'm sorry.
Oh, Comcast Business, I'm sorry.
No, I'm good. I'm good for right now. We're testing some other things right now, but I will get back in the event that this is not working, okay? Thank you.
Gotcha.
Forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. Please record your message. When you have finished recording,
you made it over.